All right, we'll go ahead and continue with UCLA coach Jim Mora. The Bruins are on the road at Arizona on Saturday. We'll take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, please press star one.
Dave, I love it when there's no questions for me, Dave.
And your first question comes from the line of Kyle Kingston, Athlon Sports.
Patience, patience.
Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Jim. You've had a lot of success against Arizona, you know, some of the best games that your team has played, the 66-10 a few years ago and the unbeaten streak now. What do you kind of attribute that to?
You know, I think you have to take each year as its own entity and really not look back and see if you've had success or struggled against the team and just focus on doing the best you can that week. So for us, every season is really just a series of 12, you know, one week challenges. So, I don't really know other than to tell you that we just try to focus hard on each week.
So there's nothing you feel like in terms of their scheme that you've been able to counteract particularly well or anything kind of like on that front?
Well, I mean, it's like any game that you win or lose. When you win, typically you're playing good fundamental football. You're on defense, you're tackling and eliminating explosive plays and getting takeaways. And on offense, you know, you're taking care of the football and you're making plays to put the ball in the end zone. So I would say the answer, no, is there's nothing in particular. It's just, you know, trying to play good football.
And Rich had said that he's glad that Josh is going to be eligible for the NFL draft this spring because he needs to go. Do you have any thoughts on that?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And your next question comes from the line of Michael Lev, the Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Coach.
Hi, Mike.
Josh obviously came into UCLA with a lot of hype, and then it only grew when he had a really good freshman year. A lot of times with quarterbacks especially, you know, they have difficulty dealing with that hype when it kind of gets out of hand. Is that a challenge for young players, especially at that position, and how do you think Josh handled that whole situation?
Yes, I think it's a challenge for young players, really at any position, but certainly at the quarterback position where you get so much attention. I think Josh has handled it unbelievably. I think, you know, we all have to remember he came in here as a 17-year-old, and through his, you know, now going into his third season here, has matured to a level where he's really approaching everything as a professional. I think he takes to coaching and teaching. When you watch what he's doing on the field, he's a reflection of the stuff that Jed Fish is teaching. And when you look at what he's doing in terms of the way he's representing himself off the field in the media, he's a representation of Shanna Wilson, who's our associate athletic director of sports information. So I think he's just a very coachable young man.
Shifting to the quarterback on the other side, everyone's obviously been talking a lot about Khalil Tate this week. When he was coming out of high school, obviously and kind of in your backyard there in the L.A. area, you know, some teams looked at him as a quarterback. Some teams looked at him more as an athlete, someone who could play a slot receiver or running back or something like that. What do you remember about him as a high school prospect, and how did you view him?
Well, I remember that he was a great playmaker for a great team and had a lot of success and had extreme versatility. It does not surprise me at all the success that he's had and that he had last week, nor does it surprise me the way that Dawkins has been playing. You know, Coach Rodriguez, he does a tremendous job with those guys, but Khalil in particular, because he is a local guy, we had great regard for him. We recruited him hard. The style of offense that we were running at the time maybe didn't fit him perfectly for his skill set, but I'll tell you what, he has found an offense that he can be unbelievably productive in, and he is unbelievably productive in. And I'm, you know what, we're happy for him. We're happy for him, but we want to play well if he plays this Saturday against us.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question comes on the line of Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.
Hi, Jim. I was wondering, your defense, what was the focus last week for them coming off of the win against Colorado?
Well, what we did in the bye is we went back. You know, you keep track of things through the season that you need to work on and improve upon. And so during our three tough practices last week, we really focused on the things that were hurting us. You know, tackling, gap control, communication, leverage and play entry, taking the ball away, you know, being good when a quarterback scrambles, getting lined up quicker, you know, eliminating, you know, some of the holding calls down the field. So we had some areas of emphasis that, you know, were fundamental to us that we had to get back and really hit hard. And I thought our players really responded to the things we asked them to do.
That's a lot of areas. Are there one or two that you would say are most important to improve when you guys get back into it this week?
Yes. I would say that without a doubt, it's tackling and everything that goes into it, which is being in the proper gap and having the proper play entry and leverage and then, you know, swarming and tackling. I would say that is number one because it encompasses so many things. And this week playing the tremendous athletes that we're playing, the skill guys, the quarterback, the back, the four receivers, the tight ends, I'm going to tell you what, it is a premium for us this week to be able to tackle well.
Thanks, Jim.
Sure.
And your next question comes from the line of Stan Finley, Sports 910.
Coach, you have a running back, Demetric Felton, who actually had 37 yards and three carries against Hawaii. He hasn't been seen since for maybe one play against Memphis. Is there any reason why he's not been playing, given that he could be such a tonic for your running game, which has actually been a little underwhelming?
Well, first of all, he's not a running back. He's a receiver.
But he showed a certain elusiveness in your jet sweeps and in speed that your other running backs are not showing.
Yeah, like I said, he's not a running back. He's a receiver.
So he won't be seen in that position again.
Like I said, he's a running back, not a receiver. So we may line him up in the backfield, but that doesn't mean he's a running back. And we have lined him up in the backfield since then. You may say our running game's underwhelming, but in the last two games, we're averaging almost 7.0 a carry. And we'll take that any day of the week.
Are there any further questions for Coach?
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
All right. That'll do it for you, Jim. Hey, appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
Right. Thanks. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Bye.